I would like to spend just a few moments taking some thoughts from the text of 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And I want to begin with verse 14 and note that as a part of the Apostle Paul's purpose in writing to Timothy, he was expressing to him information needed for Timothy to know how he should act personally, as well as information supplied so that he could teach others about their responsibilities and how they should conduct themselves. And he refers to that in verses 14 and 15. He says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." So the instructions were so that they would know how they ought to behave themselves, ought to conduct themselves in the church of God. That word, little word ought, is one that is significant. It is indicative of responsibility. It is one that indicates that as a result of the blessings that we receive in Christ, there are ways that we should act and ways that we should not act. We must acknowledge the fact that God will hold us accountable if we do not act appropriately. I'm amazed at religious people who say that there are ways that we should act, but that there are no consequences if we don't act those ways. Because there is obviously consequence if we are disobedient to God. The Bible is replete with examples of consequence with regard to disobedience, and there are warnings. In fact, even intrinsic in his statement, "I want to come to you, but until I do, these are things you need to know." That is, he didn't want to wait until he came. He was planning on seeing Timothy again, but he didn't want to wait until he saw Timothy again to tell him these things. These are things he needed to know now. And these things concerned Timothy's conduct toward God and toward God's people. And so we need to recognize the importance, the idea of ought or responsibility, and living appropriately before God and before others. And so as we offer an invitation this evening, as we acknowledge that sense of ought, we understand what God has done for us in sending His Son Jesus to this earth. We understand what Jesus has accomplished in His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. His shed blood that gives us the hope of life, the forgiveness of sins, His resurrection from the dead that gives us that hope of life. And as we acknowledge those things, we understand that the grace of God that brings salvation teaches us what we need to do. If you're not a child of God, what God's Word tells you you ought to do is to repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you believe that He is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, you have accepted the evidence and it has pricked your heart, then that's what you need to do. If you are, as a child of God, not living as you should, and you understand that there are certain things you ought to be doing that you're not, or things that that you ought not to be doing that you are, and you need to make changes, then we offer ourselves to you to assist you and encourage you, help you in any way to live right for God. Consider what you ought to do, and if you feel that you ought to come forward at this time, we offer the opportunity. Would you come? While together we stand, while we sing.